Lights of the Italian Seicento at Galleria Borghese. Organized by Galleria Borghese in Rome and the Italian Cultural Institute in Belgrade, in collaboration with the Italian Embassy in Belgrade and the Belgrade City Museum, the exhibition Lights of the Italian Seicento at Galleria Borghese will be on view from September 19th to September 5th, 2025, at the Homeland Museum of Siemens, Spreter House. Curated by Emanuela Settimi, the exhibition is organized under the patronage of the Ministry of Culture in the Republic of Serbia and the City of Belgrade, with support of UniCredit Bank, Banca Intesa, and Generali Assicuranja Srbija. Visitors will have the opportunity to admire three large-scale canvases by three major Italian painters from the first half of the 17th century, all from Galleria Borghese collection in Rome. The event also marks the re-inauguration of Spreter House, formerly the residence of the Spreter family of bankers in the mid-19th century, situated in the heart of Belgrade's historic Zemun district. The prestigious Roman Museum, located within a magnificent park just outside the ancient Aurelian walls, houses a rich collection of paintings, sculptures, and furnishings. It was originally assembled in the early 17th century by Cardinal Scipione Borghese, nephew of Pope Paul V, 1605-1621, and continued to grow over the centuries despite enduring significant losses. In the field of painting, the powerful cardinal's tastes ranged from 16th century Venetian and Ferrarese works to Raphael and followers of Leonardo. However, his discerning eye, keenly attuned to artistic innovation, also drew him towards contemporary paintings, particularly the Emilian school and, above all, Caravaggio and the artists who embraced his revolutionary use of light and shadow. The three artists featured in this exhibition exemplify the artistic interests of the cultured Scipione. Giovanni Francesco Guerrieri, a native of the Marche region who worked as a decorator in the Borghese family palace during the 1620s, demonstrates his deep affinity with Caravaggesque style in Joseph interpreting the dreams of his fellow prisoners. This large canvas recalls the calling of Saint Matthew, Caravaggio's masterpiece for the Contarelli Chapel in the Church of Saint Louis of the French in Rome. A dramatic interplay of light and dark defines Saint Sebastian tended by the pious women, painted by Francesco Rustici, known as Rustichino, a Sienese artist who, during his time in Rome, absorbed and reinterpreted the style of the great Lombard artist, integrating it into his figurative training rooted in the late Mannerism Sienese tradition. Finally, Samson offering his parents a honeycomb by Giovan Francesco Barbieri, known as Guercino, has been part of the Borghese collection since at least 1630, when it was listed in an inventory attributed to the Emilian master. Guercino had spent time in Rome a few years earlier, when he had the chance to study and appreciate Caravaggio's work. The exquisite detail of hands giving, receiving, and sharing in the painting reveals a profound naturalism and expressive gestural language, evidence of Guercino's personal assimilation of Caravaggio's poetic vision.